Welcome to another exciting episode of a podcast.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's and we're here at Perryville, and I'm Wes. And this is Ryan. He's going to tell us about his times at Perryville.
I liked it.
This is Matthew P., and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. This is one of my more favorable campouts. I don't know. I just enjoy it out here.
Go ahead, Alex.
This is Alex. I really enjoyed Perryville this year. Perryville is the site of the Civil War battle here in Kentucky, and they had a reenactment today like they do every year. It was pretty special because it was the reenactment of the battle on the day, I believe, 1862, and it was a beautiful harvest moon, nice weekend.
Quick background on what created this battle. You had the Union soldiers coming from the north looking for water. It was very dry that October weekend, and you had the Confederate soldiers coming from the south looking for water. They both found water in Perryville as they found each other, and the battle commenced.
This is Jim G. You'll find an exciting time here at Perryville, not only in the battle reenactment on the battle park, but the town throws a big party with a parade, food booths, other flea market type activities and concerts. It's a full-blown weekend festivity that most anyone should be able to relax and enjoy the atmosphere and see some of our history.
This is Jeremy P., and I thought this was a very good weekend. Yeah, at Perryville. And the battle was cool, too. Or reenactment, yeah.
This is David, and it was really cool watching everything, although nobody died. But it was really cool to see all the reenactors, because there was like a billion of them, like, line up and march out and stuff, and it was really cool.
Yeah, this is Wes again. I loved the battle. It was unbelievable. I'd never seen such a show before. And here's Ryan again.
I also thought the battle was amazing. The men died so realistically and fought so bravely, all four of them. All dressed in their wonderful rags and straw hats. Drinking their sarsaparilla.
That one guy, he like landed on the ground and he's playing Game Boy while the battle was going. He's like sitting there playing Game Boy.
I think he just didn't want to embarrass himself.
No, really.
It's Matthew P. again. I can say a little bit about the weapons used.
Good. They're guns.
Yeah. A lot of them used a caliber rifle, and I think the average was about 3 shots per minute if you were really good. Is anyone sure about that? Probably less than that, maybe, because they had to
rapid fire.
Pour the powder in, put the bullet in. They had to pull a long stick out of the shove the bullet and the powder in, put that away, and then they were finally ready to fire. It was even worse for the cannons because after each shot, they also had to wet sponge the inside of the cannon. To put out any embers while they were putting the powder in.
That's what she said.
Cannons also use... This was one of the places where cannons also used a grape shot. Sort of a shotgun-like fire. And generals and captains more or less had used a Colt or some other type of pistol that they could fire quickly.
Well, one of my most memorable moments was the beautiful hikes that we got to take over the rolling hills back and forth from our campsite.
Six times,
according to Jeremy, from our campsite to the battlefield.
Here's Karen. She'd like to say a few words.
What was your most memorable moment?
Thank you, Mr. G. My favorite part of this camp out has been sitting around Mr. Lattice's brand new fire square.
This is Jeremy again, and one of my most memorable things was going to Sarsaparilla's like three times. The Sarsaparilla's is like the best soda. It's the best. It's still the best. You know what it is.
This is David again. Our friend Chris, he bought
Ferdale.
Jacob likes Ferdale.
I don't know what Ferdale is.
Yeah, oh.
They're stupid. They don't know what anything.
Oh yeah, most of the bottles are $5 and dollar refill, but our friend Chris,
you're not like they're advertising Ryan machines.
Right. Our friend Chris, he had to go mega size and he bought the giant one and it was like $2 refill and it's like really heavy.
Yeah, I think the only reason why anyone ever goes to Perryville is because of the Sarsaparilla. They might care about the battle, but I think the Sarsaparilla is probably the best part.
Most important. People died for the Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla's root beer.
No way! They also had a band.
They were awesome.
Yeah, this one guy was wailing on the banjo. He's crazy.
And the violin.
Oh god, the violins. It was like...
And like a 10-foot bass.
Yeah, the bass. It was too tall.
Matt P. here. Those musicians were really good. Music also, they also used music in the battle too, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They used the drummer to give orders, horns to sound advances and retreats, and I'm not sure they used it for much else. Motivation, yeah. Yeah, perk up the men. They should just bring a band along in the back.
This is Alex, Al again. When we stood up, the people behind us on the other side of the rope, they didn't like the idea of...
What were we doing? Why were we on
that one
line?
The line is where we stand there, and we have to guard to make sure nobody goes across that.
As you can see, it's been a very good camp out for the Boy Scouts. They did get to man the lines and help out with it, but from hearing the conversations and things they're saying, it's pretty educational, but you can also tell they had a good time. The food was excellent. Had a gourmet dinner this evening with spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread and green beans that were just wonderful. We had a really, really good dinner.
Come back down Ferdale. Gonna go Walmart to like Ferdale. Go McDonald's. We're going down Ferdale. Gonna get me a Big Mac now. Ferdale.
That was our friend Ryan talking about Ferdale.
Go back down Ferdale. You got me, right? Okay.
Jeremy wants to talk for a minute.
Yay! No. The food was good. The food was good. Yeah. Yeah.
The food was very good.
Yeah.
Did you have to wash dishes, Jeremy?
Yeah, I did.
And how was that?
That wasn't very fun.
What wasn't very fun?
Washing the dishes. Because it made my hands wet.
It made my hands clean.
If they join the troop, they don't have to wash dishes.
What?
I should say soap. Are you allergic to soap,
Jeremy? No, I'm not allergic to soap.
I'm allergic to water.
Oh, yeah, I love the dishes. The dishes are my life.
That's why I get up in the morning to do the dishes.
Yeah, how do we even know? Has anyone ever called about joining our troop after hearing the podcast?
I would like to ask anyone to please write a review. Please. I want to know who's really reading this or listening to this.
Here's Wes.
Well, the weekend they took out of their lives must have been a huge sacrifice. And
they could have watched Seinfeld.
Yeah, they could have.
They could have.
Yeah. We do appreciate it, and they probably...
The 37th viewing of the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
But instead, they decided to come out here. Yeah. It was great.
Live in Ritzy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's Matthew again.
Here's Ryan.
Okay.
How was the weather, Ryan?
How was the what? Glorious, old chap. The weather... Oh yeah, it was cold. That's right. I hated it. God, it was cold.
No, you have to be positive.
Oh, I loved it. It was cold. It was so cold. I woke up and I had like icicles on my eyebrows. And I love that. That's so great. I love that. I like it like when you can have meat unstored and it'll keep. I love that. That's so good. Now let's give it to Alex.
Wait, what? You have something to say?
The moon's big. I'm David, and I have to say these bathrooms are awesome.
Wait, say something about the moon?
The moon is the Earth's only natural satellite. Not made of cheese at all. Except for a little bit of it.
Take some.
All right, Wes, I think everybody said pretty much what they want to say. Hey, unless there's anything else you'd like to talk about before you sign off.
Let's talk about how good KFC
any
is.
Any other topics you want to
talk about? KFC.
Talk about Ferdinand. KFC, send us your stuff. We like your chicken. It's good. Let's talk about never trusting anyone
in case the executive of KFC is listening to this.
Panasonic plasma screen television. It's good.
Okay. Let me step back to take it all in.
Step back to take it all in.
Open forum, Wes.
Ow, Jesus.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Marshmallows! Let's talk about, please, I beg you.
Write a review.
Write a review of this.
How much you like.
If, if somebody that writes for, a big magazine is listening
and
to this.
Brian Rock. My English teacher's an idiot. She's not great.
Negative.
Be positive,
negative. You need to be kicked off this.
My very nice English teacher called me a good student. Hey, you know what, the best word is ever? It's like meniscus. It's so awesome.
Meniscus.
No, say
meniscus.
Juxtapose. Say it.
Okay.
Juxtapose.
Okay, no one, I bet you're probably all have signed up off anyway because of how wonderful this is. Everybody say goodbye. Say goodbye.
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 Bye.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Shut up, Mike.
Why'd you stop?
Is that another end?
Okay, goodbye. This is our podcast.
Everybody else says bye.